The Gemara Masechta Chulin, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, in trying to prove that Holchan Acharoiv, that we follow the majority, even by Ruba de Lesa Kamon, brings many different attempts to prove this point. So Gemara Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis says, Rav Kahana Amma Ashi Mahayrig Asanefesh. We learned this halacha for somebody who killed someone else b'mezid, dam rachmana, the Torah tells us, katli, we should kill the murderer. But ask the Gemara, leichish dam atreifa hava, why should we not be concerned that this individual that was killed is a treifa? And the halacha is, the Gemara teaches us in Masechta Sanhedrin, that if someone kills an individual who is a treifa, we don't kill the murderer. The Gemara uses the wording gavra ketila kotel. The person who was killed, as far as the halacha is concerned, gavra ketila is already considered a dead person. So ask the Gemara, why, how can we kill the murderer if we're not sure that the individual that was killed is not a treifa? Ella, why don't we have to be concerned for that? Because says the Gemara, Mishum Dazrin, Barina Zil Basarubai. We go Basaroiv, and since most people are Baruch Hashem not Treifus, we could assume that this person is not a Treifa. Vechitema, says the Gemara, maybe indeed we don't go Basaroiv. But over here, what we do is that indeed, Batkinale, we check the individual who was killed and we make sure that he is indeed not a treifa. Ask the Gemara, how could you do that? How come a nifl? If you examine the dead person, isn't that called nivel hames? V'chi tema, and if you'll suggest, mishum ibn neshama dahai, in order that we should not kill the murderer for no proper reason, ninvele, we're allowed to do nivel hames. Says the Gemara, v'neichish, then the any examination that we'll do on the victim, says the Gemara, will not be conclusive anyway, because we'll always need to be concerned. Shemba b'mokum sayif nokav, maybe we're the knife where the person was killed, he was stabbed by a sword, by a knife, is a place where there was a hole previously, and that you'll never be able to tell what really was the case. It must be because we see that we go basarayf. So I see one thing from here, say the Paiskim, that nivel hames is an issa deraisa, because the Gemara is saying that we shouldn't be able to do it. We should be able to do it. And we're obviously discussing the rice of the issues. So here we see that the Issa of Nivel HaMeis is an Issa deraisa. The Shomet Tzion HaNemon in Simen Kuf Lamed Beis wants to differentiate between Nivel HaMeis like in our Gemara, which is done actively. We're actually going to examine the body of the victim. We're going to do different procedures to see if he was a treifa, versus where we just look at the body without doing any physical inspection, any physical touching. That's not going to be osa midaraisa. That will only be osa midrabar. So in learning this Gemara, ask the Noida Behuda, in Shalos HaTshuvos Noida Behuda Madura Tinyana, Yoridei Simen Reish Yud. The Gemara said here, as we just read the words, Mishum Ibn Nisham Dahai Nivele, because we want to kill this murderer, should we do Nivel HaMeis? Says the Gemara, on the contrary, if we won't do Nivel HaMeis, then the murderer will get off the hook, because the mert will say that the victim was a trefer. Only so nivel is not causing that we're saving him. Nivel is causing that we're killing him. So Nadav Yehuda says like this: if we say that the Torah says we're not allowed to do nivel ames, obviously what the Torah is telling us that we're allowed to kill the murderer without doing any examination. And we need not be concerned, maybe the victim was a trefer. And therefore, asked the Gemara, it makes more sense to say that the Torah would allow nivel hames, because we know the Torah always says, v'itzilo ha'eda, we have to go out of a way not to kill the murderer if he's not supposed to get killed, and not kill him without bedikah. So what do we see from here, says the Noida Behuda, that even though nivel hames is not permitted, if there's a purpose for the nivel hames, then it's permitted. And therefore, the Gemara is saying here that for the purpose of knowing if we should or should not kill the murderer, we should be allowed to do nivel hames. And therefore, the Nadav Yehuda says, based on this, that whenever we have a pressing need to do an autopsy, if there's a patient here that we need to do an autopsy on the dead person, because then, in other words, if there's we have a person who we need to do a, we don't know what his disease is, and if we'll do an autopsy on this person who just died from the same disease, it would help us treat this other patient, then we're allowed to do an autopsy. And the same thing, the child is a tshuva shor l'meshiv, madura kama chelik aleph simin resh aleph, says that whenever there's a very important purpose to do nivel hames, then we're allowed to do it. However, as we're going to see, the Paiskim are not that clear under what circumstances is it permitted and what circumstances it's not permitted. But before we discuss what are or aren't the circumstances that it's permitted or not, one thing we learned clearly from this Gemara, as we pointed out, is that nivel hames is also. And that's the reason why the halacha is so strict about the tuchei mesim, where the halacha is so strict about performing autopsies. And the question is, why are autopsies awesome? So there's a tshuva in the Shas Tshuva Smichas Yitzchok, Chelik Hei Simen Tes, that gives many reasons. The first reason is that autopsies are also because it's nivel hames. Another explanation that the Michas Yitzchak says why autopsies are asur, because it's considered gezel. The halacha is that you're not allowed to use somebody else's property to save yourself. And here too, the person who died, I'm not allowed to take his body, I'm not allowed to take his property and use it for another purpose. It belongs to him. Another reason is because there's an isser hanor for mace. You're not allowed to have any hanor from a dead person. And autopsy is for the purpose of having hanor. Another reason he gives is that the reason people are not disturbed by doing autopsies, by doing tuchei mesim, is because they don't believe in the neshama. They don't believe that the neshama remains connected even after the person passes away. And just like, of course, we would never operate or dissect a living person, the neshama of a person remains even connected to the body even after the body passes away. As the Sefer Chassidim in Simen Tov Tov Shin Samach Gimel says, That's why the Gemara says that kosherim alameis, worms are problematic to ameis. Says the Sefer Chassidim, what shot that worms are problematic for ameis? The person is no longer here. If the person is no longer here, does he feel anything? Says the Sefer Chassidim, yes. The neshama that remains with the person feels even after the body is no longer there. Another point is, if somebody does netuchim meisim, he obviously shows that he doesn't believe in tchiyas meisim. We who believe in tchiyas meisim believe that when Mashiach will come and there will be tchiyas meisim, the bodies will come back. So how could a body come back if it's all dissected? Rachmana Litzlan. Another point is the Paiskim, I will discuss this Mitzvah Shemana next year, that even if a person gave permission that he should be having the Tuchim Mason, that he should be, they should have an autopsy, the Paiskim say a person is not the owner of his body, that he should be able to give that permission. Another reason is that it could cause tumas kahana. The halacha is two reasons. The halacha is a kohen is allowed to become tamei to a relative, but a kohen is only allowed to become tamei to a relative if the relative is whole. If the relative is not whole, you're not allowed to be mitamei. So chas v'shalom, if there was an autopsy and he's no longer whole, and the kahanim, his relatives, won't know, they chas v'shalom could come to be mitamei in a place where he may not be allowed to. Or vice versa, there may be parts of the body that we don't even know are around and are really around and are giving off tumah. Another reason is because there's a chi of kfura. The Torah gives us a chi of kfura for every person who passes away. And by doing the tuchei mesim and leaving parts of the body not buried, we're being over on that obligation of kfura.